There was a question about what I was going to talk about tonight. It is a very special evening, Zayin Cheshvan, the same Talmud Matar night. It's Ramir Shapiro's yard site. I don't remember all yard sites, but I remember that one because Ein Mayim Ela Torah, and he obviously all the Torah that he instituted, and as he said in his life, he didn't have any children. So he says he has two children, the Talmidim of Chachmei Lublin were his children, and everybody learns Daf Yomi. So he has many, many children. Many children. Daf Yomi just started another Masechta 2 days ago. But there are other topics. But I thought something that we haven't spoken about it in a number of years. A couple of years ago, I spoke about it. I don't think anybody was here. But even if you were, I redid the topic today. And that is talking a little bit about Avas Hashem. Right. Avram Avinu is the... We're introduced in the Parsha. And Yishayahu Navi calls Avraham... Or says HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Atel Yisrael Abdi Yaakov Hashem Baruch Harticha Zera Avraham Ohavai. Not too many people are called the beloved one or the loved one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avraham Avinu is the personality that, as Hashem will see a little bit later, the Rambam gives for the one who loves Hashem. And Hashem loves him. So we're going to talk a little bit about this mitzvah. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem. What exactly was it about Avraham Avinu's life that showed that he was the ultimate in Avas Hashem? Right, what exactly is could we learn from his life, which again starts this week in the parashas? Lech Lecha Vayera Chayesara. Those are really Avraham, and then we have Yaakov. Maybe we'll talk about Yitzhak a little bit. We have the least press in Torah Shepachsav. But what is it about his life? Point number one. Point number two. What exactly How are we supposed to fulfill this mitzvah? The Sefer HaChinuch tells us it's one of the six mitzvahs to Midios. The first Bir Halacha quotes the Sefer HaChinuch. There are six mitzvahs that apply every second of our life. Every second of our life. So right now, we have a chiyuv of Avas Hashem. How are we doing that? Are we fulfilling it? Are we being mevatel the mitzvah? How do I fulfill Avas Hashem sitting on a bus? How do I fulfill Avas Hashem, relaxing in another way? Learning Torah, doing mitzvahs. So how do you fulfill that if it's one of the constant mitzvahs? Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Yichud Hashem, Lo Sasuru. We discussed that last year, I think. We had a Sifas Slam about that. But it says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenis Tavinu Lehovas HaMakom Baruch Hu. We are commanded to love Hashem. And again, this is one of the mitzvahs that the Mefarshim ask, how do you command a feeling? How do you command an emotion? Is that what Avas Hashem is? Is there an action involved, or is it just an emotion? And how do you command a feeling? Love me. You can't like love me. Let's say there's a guy and a girl going out, and the guy really wants to get married, and the girl doesn't want to get married, and the guy says, love me. Like, I'm trying. Right? But, that's not going to make me love you more. Right? But, you can't command love. So how do we understand this? Shenitz tavinu, but we are commanded, v'yahavta, es Hashem Elokecha. You shall love. Shene'emar, v'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, inyan ha-mitzvah, Shenachshov, well, we'll get to how you do it. We'll get to that. But the Rambam says, the Chinuch says, Shor mitzvah zo yedua, shlei kalim adam mitzvah Hashem Baruch Hu, yafeh rak ba'avaso osa. Mitzvahs only come by love. We'll get back to that. V'noah hekes b'chol makom b'chol zman b'schar man akevas, the mitzvah applies always, men, women. V'over al zeh v'koveh machshavose b'nyan ha-magashmiyim, if we're not focusing on Hashem, so then we're being mevatel the mitzvah, but it's a little hard. We're not always focusing on Hashem. So what is demanded of us on a daily basis? How do we help ourselves? What are some strategies that we can glean and gain in terms of this mitzvah? The Rav Dessler writes in a well-known piece in source number 3, we discussed this in other shiurim, Hergana lachshovas anesina l'tolos ha'ava, the relationship between giving and loving. So we usually think the more that you love, the more that you give. Parents love their children so much, so they give their children a lot. Kila asher yehav adam yetivlo. But Cesar Dessler is missing an aleph, is missing a lamed. Aval asfar hashniyah, the real svar is the opposite. The more you give, the more you love. Parents give their children so much, and therefore they love. We want to love more, so we need to give more. We want a relationship to blossom. We need to give more in the relationship. Right? Somebody once said, there's no quality time without quantity time. Right? You need to give time. You need to give in order to help it blossom. So what do we give Hashem? We have to love Hashem. So the Rav Dessler says giving love is based on giving. How do we give anything to Hashem? Part of me is in this child, and therefore I give to this child. So how do we fulfill it? What are some strategies? How did Avraham Avinu teach us how to be an Oev Hashem? How do we give to Hashem? And one final, just detail, but it's... Remember when this was first thought about, it's fascinating. The Rambam we know, 14 books, Sefer Mada, Sefer Ava, all of the books of the Rambam. Where does the Rambam talk about Avas Hashem? You would think it's Sefer Ava somewhere. But it's not. It's the last perek before Sefer Ahava. Sefer Mada, the first book of the Rambam, Hilchos Yisodei Torah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Deos, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Hilchos Tshuva. The last perek of Hilchos Tshuva, perek Yud, talks all about Avas Hashem. As if it's a transition, but it's not in Sefer Ahava, which is all about Kriya Shema and Tefillah and Tzitzis and Mila. So, what's the message of that? The Rambam has a whole Sefer Ahava, but Avas Hashem is not spoken about in Sefer Ahava. That's discussed in Hilchos Yisodei Torah and most expansively at the end of Sefer Mada. The Rambam has the beginning of Sefer Ahava. If you ever notice, at the beginning of every set of Sefer, the Rambam, each of the 14 Sfarim, there's a pasuk written on the front page, on the top. So the beginning of Sefer Ahava is Ma'ahapta Torah Sefer Kol Hayom Mesichasi. Probably most people in the world, including myself, right? What are the 14 psukim that the Rambam quotes? I'm sure Chaim Kanievsky knows that. But that would be an interesting thing to focus on. You know, what are the 14 psukim? But at the beginning of his Sefer Ahava, Ma'ahapta Torah Sefer. But again, that's right after his discussion of Avas Hashem. So what's the message of Avas Hashem not being in Sefer Ahava? Okay, so we're going to discuss three aspects: definitions, strategies, and practical goals and applications. Number one, definitions. So what is the definition of love? Definition of true love: loving Hashem. So how do I define? I have to define love, and then we'll be able to apply it to our loving Hashem. But it's going to be love and of other beings as well. So we can ask a question that this will answer, and this is related to the parasha as well. It's a question that many mefarshim ask. That is, why wasn't the first major event in Avraham's life mentioned in the Torah? Right, which major event? If you were writing the Torah, and you were writing all about Avraham Avinu's life, what would be the first story that you would write? That would make an impact on everyone reading.
Finding God.
Okay, finding Hashem, but like, what's... What?
The fire
or Kazdim, being saved from the fiery furnace. And that's just alluded to later on in Brachos, Hashem save me from Ur Kazdim. Why isn't that in the Torah? That's a pretty amazing event. Why isn't Ur Kazdim in the Torah? Right, we mention it in Davening every morning. We mention that in Davening. But why isn't that in the Torah? That's a question that a number of Mefarshim ask. Just two other answers before we get to the one that we're focused on. One answer I remember many years ago, Rosenzweig suggested, Ur Kazdim was part of Avraham Avinu believed in monotheism. He rejected Avodah Zarah. His whole path to God was one specific way of getting to Hashem. Intellectual recognition. Maybe the Torah didn't want to say how Avraham Avinu got to Hashem, because there are many paths to get to Hashem. Some people get through emotional. Some people get through a song. Some people get through an act of chesed. Some people are through a tosis. There are many ways to get to Hashem. Hashem didn't want to write one in the Torah as if this is the way to get to Hashem. However you get to Hashem is great. The first Jew shouldn't define how all Jews get to God. One. A second idea, which will be the Parsha Shir Be'ez Hashem this week. So the name of Simcha Zissel Broidy, Rabbi Fran quotes in one of his svarim. So, there are two types of days that we have in our life. We have the regular days, the run-of-the-mill days, and then we have those unbelievable moments that are defining, that are mesiras nefesh moments. What defines us? What defines us as Ovdei Hashem? Says Rav Simcha Zissel, it's not those unbelievable mesiras nefesh moments, because then often adrenaline is moving and pumping, and Rachmana Litzlan, many times in history, many Jews who wouldn't live as Jews, when push came to shove at the end of his life, I'm a Jew, and I'm going to stand up for being a Jew. And they were ready to do that, even though they weren't ready to live as a Jew day to day, every single day of their lives. So the Torah didn't want to focus on Ur Kasdim, because the galus of Avraham Avinu wasn't Ur Kasdim and these Akedas Yitzchak, those were Nisyonos. But it was the day to day, being a servant of Hashem with the regular headaches, and there's no food, and my nephew got captured, and how am I going to get him back, and a schlepping, and it's the day to day. But maybe there's a third idea why Ur Kasdim wasn't mentioned. And this gets us into what exactly is the definition of love. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, what is the definition of love? Ava she'eina tluya b'davar. Ava that is not dependent on anything. Kol ava she tluya b'davar, batal davar, batla ava. Ava that is dependent on something, then when the thing is gone, then the love is gone. Rav she'eina tluya b'davar, ina b'tela l'olam. What's ava tluya b'davar? That's Amnon and Tamar. Remember, Amnon had a taiva for Tamar. Once his taiva was fulfilled, there was no longer any love left. Tragic story of David's children. Who is Ava She'enet Tzuliyah B'davar? David and Yehonah's son. Best friends, though it made no sense. Because David was the standing in the way between Yehonah's son and the throne. Right, Yehonah's son should have been the next king, son of Shaul, and he was best friends with David, who took the throne from his father. Ava She'enet Tzuliyah B'davar. Enet Tzuliyah B'davar. Some of the Farshim point out, I heard in the name of the Gra, the name of the Chidah, that the first time you really want to know the root meaning of an idea, you have to look at the first time it has it in the Torah. Where's the first time love is mentioned in the Torah?
Yitzchak.
Yitzchak? Which Yitzchak?
Yes.
So many say, oh, Rivko Hevesis Yitzchak. That's the second time. The first time the word Ava appears in the Torah, ironically and fascinatingly, is next week's parasha. Kachna is binchas yechidcha asher ahavta. Go kill the son that you love. But the love there is what type of love? Parent-child. Asher ahavta. Because the ultimate love, Ava she'in etzli b'davar, is parent and a child. Why does a parent love a child? Because the child exists. The parent doesn't get anything from the child. When the child keeps the parent up at night, the parent, you know, is not getting anything except headaches and lack of sleep. But that's ultimate love. Ava, that's not tully on something. It's a beautiful Malbim in Parshas Vayetze, where it says that Yaakov Avinu, you know, was tricked by Lavan, and he had to work another 7 years. And the pasuk says, "Vayavo Yaakov Rachel b'sheva shanim, vayi be'enav kiyam machadim." When he worked for the 7 years, it was like yamim machadim ba'avaso osav. It's verse number 7. It was just like a few days ba'avaso osav because he loved her. And I asked the Malbim, when you love something and you can't get it, doesn't time go slower and not fast? Let's say there's a certain food that I miss that I wish I could have. So like every day is like drags on. What does it mean that he loved her and therefore time went by so fast? To be the opposite, time goes by slowly. Says the Malbim. I'm not going to read everything inside because it's late. If I love, let's say, pizza, and I can't have pizza for a long time, time goes slower. Do I really love pizza? Because if I really love pizza, I'd take the pizza, put it in a frame, and put it up on my wall. I love pizza. I don't love pizza, I love me. Pizza makes me feel good. And that's why I eat pizza. I don't love pizza. In 10 minutes from now, there's not going to be any pizza left. But I love me, and pizza makes me feel good. That type of love, avas acheshek, says the Malbim, then yom l'shana yichashek, then time goes slower. But if I actually love somebody because of I value the other person. I love the person because I see the value. I see the merits that she has. And I think how fortunate I am to be able to, going to be married to this person, then it goes quicker because I'm at such bliss that I realize. But it's true love of the other person, not of me. Says the Malbim, so then time goes quicker. Aval avas atov, ohevas adavar atov, lo es atzmo. And that's what the pasuk means. It was by kamiyam machadim ba'avaso oso, because he loved her. That's ava she'en tuliya b'davar. Ava that's not dependent on what I get out of it. I love because of the existence. Even if I get something negative out of it, like Yonasan. That's ultimate love. And that's Avram Avinu level love. Right, it says the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, again, Perek Yud. This level of love that he talks about, Mala Zuhi, Mala Gedola Ma'od, Ve'en Kol Chacham Zochila, V'imalas Avram Avinu, Shnik Karag, Anish Baruch Hu Avo, L'vishal Lo'ovet Ela Me'ava. The ultimate level of love is Avraham. Now we're getting to the answer. Says the Igrit Dekala, says the Bnei Yisaschar in his commentary on Chumash. That's why Ur Kasdim is not mentioned in the Torah. Because if the Torah starts off talking about Avraham Avinu Ur Kasdim, Hashem saved him from the fiery furnace, we might have been under the misimpression that for the rest of his life, Avraham Avinu spread monotheism, it was Magar the Gerim, and gave his life for God because Hashem saved him. Because Hashem allowed him to live, so of course I owe God my life. The Torah doesn't want to give off any misimpression that it was an Ava Hatzluya B'davar. No. Lahoris malas avinu Avram shehaava shaavas Hashem yisbarach va'asa ritzono b'cholin yanav lo yaver shesila mekiv shana eish. It was just because he existed. He recognized who Hashem was, the master of the world. Rav shalit ikra v'sharsha, the root, the source of everything. And he was only Avram had selam Elokim, and this was Elokim. This is what love is according to Chazal's definition. And the Torah Dafka doesn't say or cast him to teach us this about Avraham Avinu. So now we know what the goal, what the definition is. But the goal is, we have to have Avashi Inutuli B'davar for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but how do we get there? What are the strategies for getting there? So the Rambam gives us two options. The Rambam says two ways, two strategies. Number one, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, source number 11, Beis. How do you get to love of Hashem? It's also fear of Hashem, awe of Hashem, but tonight we're focusing on Ava. B'shar she yizbonin adam b'maisa b'gruv ha'nefloim, ha'gedolim. Looking around at the world. When a person looks at Hashem's amazing wonders, chachmaso she'en la'erech v'lokeit, his wisdom that has no, there's no limit. Miyad, immediately, says the Rambam, who oei v'mushabeach, who mefaru, misavetai v'gadola. I love and praise and I have a tremendous desire to know Hashem, to be connected to Hashem. David HaMelech, tzaman avshi lo v'kim l'kel chai. Number one way to get to love is through seeing the world around us. What was it last week? Last week, about 9 days ago. You remember those of us who were on the TO, we got out of the first stop at Mispar Amon. We got out to go up on that place where you could see 360 around. Four different Talmidim came over and said, Rebbe, can I make a bracha? Four different guys. Where did that come from? Because sometimes when you look around at the world, sometimes it's easier to see when it's like raw beauty, but it's the whole way, like, you're connected, you feel, you want to express, because this is unbelievable. This is recognition. Number one is looking at the world. That's a knee-jerk reaction. If you look at source number 12, there's a beautiful sefer, the Sixth Constant Mitzvahs. This article, they have a pocket version, they have a bigger version, hardcover, soft-covered. It's a beautiful sefer. About the Sixth Constant Mitzvahs. There's a chapter on each one of them. So there he writes in Avas Hashem. Realize that no supercomputer or super anything could create even one aspect of nature spontaneously, let alone the countless number of magnificent creations that surround us. The most amazing innovations in science require raw materials that Hashem provided. Looking around at the world, it's just the chachma and the wisdom is just beyond us. The Rambam writes, the greatest raya of a creator, writes the Marne Vuchim, is the human eye. Human eye. But the human eye, how all the lenses work, it just, the most unbelievable miracle. Remember, I was at the Rav's Levaya, there was only one hesped because it was Chol HaMoed, weren't allowed to have a spedim. After that, I was in YU, Smich at the time, every night in the Beis Medrash during Shloshim, a different Rebbe gave a hesped, 25 nights in a row. Shafta gave the first one, Bronspiegel gave the second one, remember the, but, so, I remember Rav Aaron Soloveitchik spoke at the Levaya. He was the only one, it was Chol HaMoed, they couldn't have a regular spedim. So he spoke. I don't understand a word. It was in English. But I remember he was speaking about how the Rav took the Torah to America and, like, through certain lenses, reflected it and refracted it, and using all these words about eye lenses. I had no idea what was going on. I was in English, but I was there. I'm like, but I remember that, the reflection and the refraction and the... So whenever I think about this Rambam, the Rambam says, the greatest raya is the human eye. I found a couple of years ago, an article online, Darwin versus the eye. Darwin versus the eye. How towards the end of his life, he really was going to take back the whole theory based on more things that they learned, but he can't give... I'm not Nechemya Hamsuni, I'm going to throw away my whole life's work just because I found something that, you know, might make sense. But just looking around at the world brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shulchan Aruch, and this is a Shulchan Aruch that should be more famous, but we don't think about it enough. The Shulchan Aruch says, Source 12 Aleph, Asher Yatzar. Do we think about not just the world around us, but about the world within us? Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, you ever have a balloon? Imagine you take a balloon and you put a needle in the balloon. What happens to the balloon? Right? And it shrivels up. And with us, we're full of air. And we have nostrils, and we have a mouth, and we have ear. All these holes in us. Nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. And it all works. And the Shulchan Aruch says, and it's amazing, when a baby's in utero, the nose has these plugs in it. Right? It's closed. Hashem keeps it closed in the mouth. The baby comes out, you take it out, baby breathes. It's like every single step of the way of existence is so miraculous. So unbelievable. The mother doesn't have milk her entire life. Right before the baby is born, what a coincidence. That's so unbelievable. It just so happens that a mother gets milk just right around the right time. What a coincidence. But all of this, says the Shebin HaKavim Yishnek HaVechavu HaPeh, Chuli continues. Besides the Ramah says the amazing Machli Lasos is the Neshama and the Ruach. But even just on the physical level, just thinking about our bodies, that could bring to love such a recognition, such a, how all the systems work together, the respiratory system and the breathing, and just thinking, the more you learn about science, So number one, the way to get into Ahavas Hashem is looking around at the world. But it's not just around at the world around us, but it's also looking around at the world and hashkacha in the world. There's so much hashkacha in the world. Hashkacha pratis, hashkacha. There are many stories. In our own lives, I'm sure we have hashkacha stories, little stories, bigger stories. It's one story I remember a couple of years ago, I heard, I think Rav Bitterman mentioned this story. There was a man from Manhattan that wanted to, well, it was someone with sukkah, so he wanted to build a sukkah, a place to build a sukkah in Manhattan, so he built one on the roof of the building that he lived on. He goes to the landlord, can I build a sukkah on the roof? He says, yeah, sure. $1,000. Oh, come on. Nobody uses the roof. He wasn't such a Jew lover. $1,000. But I don't want to build a sukkah. Okay. I'm a very legal guy. We have to go to a lawyer to get a document written up that you're going to rent the... You're going to rent the space for the week. He's like, come on. I live here. I just want to use, it's my roof. You want to rent it. It's got to be documented. It's like, the lawyer's fees. And it's like, I can't. Okay, well, Hashem, you have to spend your money hires a lawyer. They write out the whole document. And okay, fine. Fine. A few days before sukkah, he goes up to the roof to put up the sukkah. It is disgusting. People haven't been there in weeks. There's like dried cement. you know, ladders and all this stuff. He's like, I just want to build my sukkah. So he has to hire a cleaning aid. They start getting all the junk out, and all of a sudden he sees like this bag there. He opens up the bag. Inside the bag, there's jewels and diamonds. He's like, and there's a name on the bag. He's a good Jew. His name on the bag, it's not mine. He sees the name. He's not going to give it to the landlord. It's not the landlord's name. So he brings it to the police. He figures, what is he going to do? He doesn't know, recognize the name. He brings it to the local precinct. So they thank him. They take his number. A few days later, they call him back. They say, the man is deceased, no relatives. Finders keepers. It's yours. Okay, so he gets it. All the people start talking about it. All of a sudden, the landlord gets wind of it. He says, it's my roof. It's my roof. I can't believe he goes to him. He says, it's my roof. He says, it's mine. So he has a document that he rented it for the week. It's my roof. Kadosh Baruch Hu works in hashkacha ways that you can't even fathom. So Avos Hashem comes from me looking at the world, but also looking at hashkacha in the world. Looking at hashkacha in the world. That's strategy one. Strategy two, as the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, is through the Torah itself. Through the Torah, the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Shlishas Va'avu Yisala Shenizboni Benaskel Mitzvosav Upulosav. Through the mitzvahs, through the Torah. That's what the Chinuch said before. Through studying the Torah. Why is that? Because the Torah is God's Ratzon. Let's say you don't know somebody. But you ask them, tell me 10 things you like and 10 things you dislike. So they give you that list. You could like start getting to know them. You don't know them still. Let's say they give you 100 things they like. Food, entertainment, 100 things they like and 100 things they dislike. You can start getting a feel what type of person this is. They like these types of sports. They like this type of entertainment. This is their hobby. 100 things they dislike. You can already get a feel. That's how you get to know somebody, likes and dislikes. What if you have 613 likes and dislikes? They're invisible. But you're really getting to know them. And when you study those likes and dislikes, you're really getting an appreciation. And getting connected and understanding this being. The Torah is Hashem's autobiography. The Torah is what brings us closer to Him. And the first time we were introduced to the Torah, we felt it. Remember a famous question Tosfos asked in Masechta Shabbos. Why did the Torah have to be for us? Kafalei Markagigas. We said Nasa V'Nishma. Why did it have to be for us for? So many answers given to the question. The Meshech Chachma's answer is, really, we had the choice. We weren't forced. We said Na'aseh V'Nishma. But it was Ke'ilu we were forced because it was so clear to us that this is such a matana. And this is going to bring us such happiness. And we have such love and recognition at that moment. When we first received the Torah. And the Ramban writes, and that's why we say Birchas HaTorah every morning. We're supposed to think about Har Sinai, that moment, because the Torah experience every day in the Beis Medrash. When we're learning about Zika and Asi Dachalosaseh, and this, and all these, yes, details. You're not supposed to think about, wow, Hashem, you're great, while we're thinking about Zika and Zika. That, it doesn't work that way. But in a general sense, when we think about the schus it is to learn Hashem's Torah, and Rechaim Yolajin says, a couple of minutes a day. You learn for 10, 12, 15 hours. So take a few minutes to think about Hashem. Not just about the Torah. Think about Hashem. 2 minutes when you sit down in the morning. 2 minutes before Mincha, whatever it is. But through the Torah, that brings Avas Hashem as well. Yeah, there could be a separate shiur on that, but those are the two strategies the Rambam says. So what's Ava? Ava Sheinu Tluya B'Davar. Like Yaakov had for Rachel. We have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was that dependent? We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, period. How do we get there? A, looking at the world, physical bodies, hashgachi in the world, and through Torah. How do we apply it, though, now? What are some practical applications? So just 2 points. Number one, the recognition and the feeling itself. When the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, earlier we had a mitzvah where we have it in source 14, he doesn't say to do anything. First and foremost, Avas Hashem is just Avas Hashem. Maybe taking time, and it could be not even separate time, when we say modim every Shmona Esrei, to have kavana, hatov ki lo chalu rachamecha. V'amarachim ki lo samu chasadecha me'olam. Just that line. To try to focus on fulfilling the mitzvah of Ahas Hashem. By loving Hashem, by thinking, by making lists if we want, once a week, once a month, writing down one thing that I focus on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazing. Whether it's about my life, whether it's about the solar system, whatever it is, whatever's inspiring for me. But then again, it's not just the feeling. It's not just the feeling. The feeling has to be translated into mitzvos. Later this week, some of you might have done it already. I think it was mentioned in the first year, Klali. You can't move an Asi Docholos Haseh without the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael. Right, where the Ramban discusses Asi Docholos Haseh is based on Avas Hashem overriding Yiras Hashem. So we'll get into the details of that Ramban. But what does that Ramban reflect? Avas Hashem is connected to mitzvos. Because when you love somebody, you do what they want. You do what they command. That's the highest level of Ahava. Gadol ha-mitzuveh v'yoseh, mimi she'ena mitzuveh v'yoseh. When somebody tells us to do something and we do it, that's the highest level of loyalty. That's the highest level. So the love is not just thinking about it, but every time we do a mitzvah, we're, so to speak, giving to Hashem. Because we're listening, and we're following, and we're being loyal. Maybe that's the transition of the Rambam. Where does the Rambam put Avas Hashem? At the end of Mada before Ahava. What's Mada about? A lot of machshava, a lot of philosophy. Hilchas Tshuva is about trying to be a better person. Hilchas Deos. But the end of that whole Sefer that he calls Mada, he puts Avas Hashem, and then the next Sefer is Kriya Shema, and Davening, and Tzitzis, and Mila, as if the Avas Hashem is a transition. A, it has to be a recognition and a feeling and an emotion itself, like the Rambam describes at the end of Hilchas Shuva. But then it must transition into the next Sefer. Mo hafi sorasecha kol hayom misichasi, right into Sefer Ahava, which is all about the mitzvos, all about the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch. There's one final point that we just need to make. Again, there's more here, but I don't like to go so late. And people to get a good night's sleep as much as one can in these situations. It's not only about the goals, but it's about how we do it. It's about how we do it. There's a beautiful Azayin LaTorah on last week's parsha. Vayikach Shem Vayefes. Remember, Shem Vayefes took the Simla, but it says Vayikach. Rashi quotes Lashon Yachid. Vayikach Shem Vayefes. There's a lot more here, but on the back page. 22. Why is it Lashon Yachid Shem? So Rashi quotes this Amit Shem Yoser Miyefes. Shem was more into it than Yefes was. What does that mean? So there, Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful pshat. The Zayin LaTorah says two people could do the same mitzvah. One could be on fire, and one could be, to use, I think the Kedushas Levi has this in one place, betachlis hayaveshus. Ultimate dry. The opposite of being on fire. The ultimate, again, he's not talking about, you know, dry in terms of a positive dryness like a litva, but the tachlis hayaveshus means no feeling. Right, no feeling. So you could have two people. He says Shem was on fire when he did the mitzvah. And Yefes was fire causes and reflects Avas Hashem. Excitement in mitzvos, getting into it. That causes and is a reflection. It's a reflection, so we have to do it. But even if you don't feel it as much, just get into it. Be excited about it. Get psyched for it. In Shul tonight, we announce V'Sei Tal Matar! Every stage, every that helps us as well. So it's about recognizing what Ava is. It's about knowing the two general strategies, the world and the Torah, the world including Ashgacha. It's about A, feeling, B, translating into mitzvos. And every time we do a mitzvah, that's a reflection of Avas Hashem. even things, I skipped the part about even beyond mitzvahs, just doing Ratzon Hashem and doing it with a fire, doing it with an excitement. And excitement anybody could do, just to be excited about something. Probably I've had the schus of getting a lot of emails, a lot of WhatsApps, and the one thing that touches people the most, it's not so much the contents, hopefully the content a little bit, but the way that we give shiurim, I do it so I can stay awake, to jump around, to be excited. That's how you have to give shiur. Right? If we're half asleep, then the person listening to us are going to be fully asleep. At least if we're excited, if we're jumping, if we're... So then, that's a way to give over Torah. To make sure that we're on fire when we give it over. Again, that reflects love, and that causes love. We should be zocha every second of our life to focus on Avas Hashem, to think about Avas Hashem, and to fulfill Avas Hashem in the footsteps of Avram Avinu, who is called Ohavai by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Okay.